Good evening, everyone. There's a very famous quote from the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe. He said right before he was Nifter, and he said, "If you have my Torah, you have me." A lot of his students were crying right before he was going to the next world, and he told his students that at the end of the day, if you have my Torah, if you have my lessons, you have my teachings, then I'm with you all the step of the way. Today was the yahrzeit of the first Marjit Zarebi, the Divrei Yisrael. And he has a beautiful idea that Rav Weinberger Shlita told us. There are many Friday nights and many Shabbos that I didn't stay in yeshiva. This one I happened to stay in, and it was worth every bit of that Shabbos just for this Dvar Torah. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, "Im yavo Esav al hamachana ha'achas v'hi ko v'haya hamachana nishar l'fleita." Simply translated is that Yaakov is running for his life, and he makes a very tactical move. And he says that if Esav is going to come, and he's going to come destroy us, at least we'll have two camps. At least we'll have two camps, and the other second camp we'll be able to get away. A lot of people talk about, what does that mean? Esav is he's going to kill one camp, he's not going to go kill the other one. That's not for now. But the Mezhager says something such a beautiful lesson, which I think could apply to our Avodas Hashem, specifically in the month of Kislev with Chanukah right around the corner. He says, you know, sometimes we lose battles, and he quotes his grandfather, Rabbi Cheskel of Kushmir. He says, sometimes we lose a battle, and we throw in the towel, your team's 0-11, Jets, sometimes you gotta stick with them. 0-11, you're gonna have a lot of yesh. You're gonna give up. It's over. The season's done. And you're not gonna just look at that one game. That one game you could have had. That one game with the backup quarterback. No, you can't give up, says the Majid Surab. He says such a beautiful mashal. He says, imagine you own a store. You own a store and you see these robbers outside. So these robbers you're the only one in the store, and the robbers are very smart. They send in one of their goons, one of their thugs, and they said, you know what you're gonna do? Go take an iPhone. You own an iPhone store. Go take an iPhone 12. Or whatever they're up to, 12. Go take a 12. Go run out. You're going to come. The owner, you're going to start running, chasing after this guy. You're going to start chasing after him. And then the rest of the chaver is going to come clean out the store. Very smart. These guys are very smart. So what happens? That's exactly what a normal person would do. Says the Rabbi Cheskel of Kushmir, that's not the Jewish way. You want to know what you should do? You let the guy run out, but you stand strong. You stand strong. You lost the battle, but you win the war. Realize how much you have left. Okay, you might have messed up. You might have done something you shouldn't have done. Something ben adam b'chavero, ben adam b'makom, whatever it is. At the end of the day, if you start chasing him, if you start chasing that guy, and chasing that guy could be getting depressed, getting anxious, getting nervous, getting just going to avera gorer savera. You're just falling more into the Yetzirah's trap. The Yetzirah doesn't want the sin. The Yetzirah wants the sin after the sin. He wants the atzvos, he wants the depression, he wants the kas, he wants the anger. He says a smart person, someone who's smart, you have to shomer as a chonus, you have to guard the store, mikanula ba v'nosev v'nosev, and continue on. And he says this is exactly found in the pasuk. Im yavo Esav al machane, if the Yetzirah is going to come, the Zohar says that Esav represents the Yetzirah. And ha'achas v'yikahu, you're going to lose the battle. Each one, every single person in this room has lost many battles, me particularly, for sure. We're going to lose battles. What's the main thing? The main thing is not to chase the guy. Don't just go chasing the guy and getting depressed and getting angry at yourself. That's not the Jewish way. That's not the Hasidic way or the Litvish way. It's not Hashem's way. You lose the battle. It's time to do tshuva b'simcha. You learn from the mistakes from the past. Don't get down on yourself. You learn from your mistakes and be able to learn and be able to move forward. And that's exactly what the pasuk says. V'aya hamachna hanishar l'fleita. You lost the battle, but look how much you have left. You have so much left to get sad and get ba'atzos. You're just chasing that guy. You lost the battle. It's over. But to start thinking about it and how, and it's just the Yetzirah's ploy and just his trap. And I think that's a tremendous lesson, especially for Chanukah. We know the Medrash tells us that Yavan zu Choshech. Yavan it represents Choshech. The month of Kislev, specifically in the menorah. Menorah is the or. Every single one of us, sometimes we have Choshech in our lives. But it's our job to be able to make sure not only to realize that we have that choshech, we're going to have those mistakes, and it's not we're not giving into those mistakes. We're realizing that we're going to own them, and we're going to sincerely own them, be able to move on from them, be able to learn from them. And that's really the Majitzer was really explaining to us that it's not just good enough to be able to say, oh, I'm not going to do it again. No, learn from your mistakes. Make sure to be very careful not to get sad. Make sure to be able to do tshuva b'simcha. And you can be able to move on. And that's really what Chanukah is all about. To realize that you have so much oil left. You have so much oil left in your life. And Meretz Hashem, we make those mistakes, we'll be able to move on and learn from them in the correct way.